Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome, Dan Bach here, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. It's a Thursday. It's a short hoops slate for you, but I'm here nonetheless to help you kind of get set up for it and give you my thoughts on the slate here early on this Thursday morning. Hope all is well in your world. Thanks so much to Fantasy Draft. They have stepped forward and been a tremendous sponsor here, and I hope you go over there and give them little bit of a look here. Make that deposit. I think you'll like the flexibility that they have in their setup over on Fantasy Draft. And big props out to Grant Niefer here at RG, doing pretty well in that March Mayhem contest leaderboard. He's definitely a Fantasy Draft guy, and he's kicking butt right now in that. So good luck to him moving forward on that. And again, if you want to pay it forward in terms of giving back to the podcast, the best thing you can do is make that deposit and give Fantasy Draft a look here today. Like I mentioned, the opening, not a big slate today. I think we only have, five games on this one. So it shouldn't be too long of a show to go through. Just had a little bit of industry news drop this morning. Looks like FanDuel kind of on the brink of, it's not really an IPO. I think it's called like a reverse kind of takeover type deal, where basically it's a way for a public company or a private company to go public without going through all those steps of an IPO, and kind of allows them to raise capital in a different fashion. So it's not like an exit strategy. Like typically when you hear these companies IPO, you've got the founders making hundreds of millions of dollars. That's not what this appears to be. But it also looks like it might be an opportunity for FanDuel to get the capital, which it seems like they must need at this point in time. So we'll keep our eye on that. Probably not going to change too much here in the short term. I've talked about a lot of the changes we've seen from that site over the last 6 months, certainly from a gameplay standpoint, and I've been pretty impressed with it. So we'll see if this just gives them a little bit more in their coffers to keep FanDuel not only going, but growing. And we know that there's certainly a huge opportunity not too far down the road that, with sports betting, that a site like FanDuel could very well capitalize on with the number of customers that they do have. So we'll sit back and see, but just thought I'd make a little bit of reference to that. But all right, we've got NBA. Let's get into it for tonight. You know how I go. I go position by position and kind of break down where I'm looking to play certain players in my lineups. And we'll start at the point guard spot. And anytime Russell Westbrook's playing Phoenix, who is just terrible at defending the point guard spot, I think you try to jam him in. This isn't a slate where there's a ton of like high-dollar guys you have to have. Yes, we've got Curry, Durant, but right now, Golden State, it's too tough to figure out who it's going to be on a given night. That I just don't think they make great payups. Embiid here today, going against Whiteside, not a guy that you have to get into your lineup. So I think I'm going to find a way to get Westbrook in. This is a team that's actually really struggling to even make the playoffs, with some of the teams who've been playing really well this second half of the year. I think that Westbrook, 12K on FanDuel, he's going to make my lineup over there. We've got 11-8 on DraftKings. The 22-3 on Fantasy Draft is a real monster of a number. But if you can find some value today, I'd suggest trying to get him in. Now, in terms of point guard two for us today, a number of places we can look. We've got a 228 total in the Phoenix OKC side, so looking on the opposite end of the spectrum to Elfrid Payton, I don't think is the worst idea. Defensively, that team's not very bad against point guards, but you did have Elf go for an 18-10-8 game, a 51-burger 2 games ago against OKC, and Phoenix seems very committed to playing these these guys that they view as, you know, potential cornerstones down the line. Now, I think that Payton's a free agent after this year, but I think they're probably going to try and do their best to keep him re-signed out there. I'd be surprised if they let him walk. But 13-5 on fantasy draft, again, 7,500 DraftKings, 73 on FanDuel. Certainly a guy that I've got my eyes on right now. My mock build I made, he was actually in it, and then I had to pivot because I couldn't get the rest of the guys I wanted. So not a must play, at least for me at 10:30 as of this morning, but a guy that I've got my eye on for certain. But some other guys that I definitely do like today. I don't have a problem with like Kemba Walker here against Brooklyn. Last game was kind of a dud, so maybe some people will come off of him. But man, the salary jumped big time. DraftKings, he was at 7,600 against Philly. Now he's 87 tonight. Fantasy draft was 13.8 up to 15.2, and FanDuel went from 81 up to 9K. Now he was really playing exceptionally well before that last game versus Philly, but I don't think a lot of people are going to go there. I think he's an interesting tournament option for sure tonight. San Antonio, they get a great tempo up game versus Golden State, but you know, between Mills and Murray, it's just too much of a pain to figure out, so I'm pretty much off of those guys. Kyrie Irving said he is going to play today. 8,500 on FanDuel. I don't know if I'm super excited about that. I mean, he did have a stretch there. He went for 60, 40, and 50. I do like. And going against Jeff Teague, that's a really plus matchup. I definitely am not playing him in cash games today. But in GPPs, you could make the argument in terms of low ownership that you know, he's a guy who's in play. The guys that I'm kind of looking at today, I think Teague is intriguing somewhat against Boston. Now, I know you've got that really good DVP in play here. And that is scary. There's no question about it. But Teague has been rock solid here with Jimmy Butler out of the lineup. And I think that probably continues today. You look at these, you know, field goal attempts, 15, 14, 14, 17, 14. A guy, you know, has the ball in his hands an absolute ton. Nice 33% usage last game. I don't hate him today. The matchup's going to scare people off. But the total at 214 is not too bad. So I don't hate him tonight. I think you can make an interesting argument to punt with maybe a guy like TJ McConnell today at 3,800 on FanDuel, 3,500 on DraftKings, and under 7K on Fantasy Draft. I feel like we know we're going to get in the mid-20s for him in terms of minutes, and the question is, do we get a single-digit fantasy game, or do we get a game in the 20s? If he's in the 20s, we'll take it all day long, and but obviously, if he's in the single digits, you're probably not going to be winning any tournaments if that's the case. So I think that reserves him for the high variant games, the GPPs out there. I mean, this is a game against Miami on the road, slower tempo, you know, matchup. But there is a lack of value that we have on this slate. So I think he is playable to get you some of the other guys that you might be looking for. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie is at, looks like a, I don't want to say a career low, but, you know, certainly one of the lowest prices we've seen in months for him at 6K over on DraftKings. Now, obviously, his role has changed a lot since this team has gotten healthy with Russell and LeVert and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. So it's probably going to keep me off of him. He's still probably like a 5K guy at this point in time. So I like Payton. I like Westbrook. I think you can make a case for Teague and McConnell. Probably my punt option there today. All right, moving on to shooting guard. And, you know, we've got Devin Booker, 8,200 over on FanDuel. It's not a bad price, really, all things considered. He's actually 700 cheaper on FanDuel than DraftKings. That's not something that we see particularly all that often. And 16-2 over on Fantasy Draft tonight. You know, volume shooter, over 20 shots now in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of his last 8 games. You know, a super high floor. If you're playing on FanDuel, I think you have to play him for sure tonight. You do risk some blowout here with this game being in OKC, but they're going to give him a full allotment of run. Where you go in that other spot, you know, there's not a lot to choose from at shooting guard here today. I don't really trust Jamal Crawford. I think he's actually in my current lineup that I've got. that is somewhat Stars and Scrubby. And I think that's kind of where I landed. He was like last guy in that lineup for me today. I'm not in love with it, but I think that makes that's what's making this, you know, shooting guard spot so tough today. Wiggins, not overpriced, but tough matchup and very little upside here at 6,400. So it makes it tough to pull the trigger on him. Russell, for the reasons that Dinwiddie has kind of been, you know, a dangerous play, the same kind of applies to him. Now, admittedly, he's been over 40 fantasy points two of the last four games, had a 36 mixed in there. And shots definitely trending in the right direction. I think on DK, you get him at 6,700. I really can stomach that salary. 12-4 on fantasy draft, I can handle that one. 74 on FanDuel, I'm not quite as comfortable going there. J.J. Redick versus Dwayne Wade. Wade has suddenly been playing much better here the last couple of games. Certainly seems way more focused now up in or down in Miami than he was up in Cleveland. You're still talking about a guy who's limited in his minutes, but playing with a lot of confidence right now. Kind of big game here against Philadelphia. I don't have him in my lineup, but I kind of get it. I think he's got bigger upside than a guy like J.J. Redick, but I think probably Redick has a little bit higher floor. I think he's, you know, we can expect him to get to 25 today, but probably not to exceed much more than like 30. So where Wade, on the other hand, can get into the 30s, but could maybe put up like 12 or 15 if the shots aren't falling for him. And then, you know, you move down a little bit with Wade back. It kind of takes me off of Jaylen Brown here today. Played, or not Wade, with Kyrie back. Takes me off of him. Caris LeVert, I don't hate it. I mean, he's not going to play over 30 minutes, but does he need to? At 4,800 on DraftKings, does have some upside at that price point. I don't think he's going to crack my FanDuel build, though, today. And J.J. Redick, Klay Thompson, 6,100 on DraftKings. His numbers finally kind of dropping. I don't hate him when we can get him at that price point. You don't love the matchup here versus San Antonio. But last game versus the Spurs, he did go 10 for 14 shooting the basketball, 5 of 6 from three-point range. So not a bad shooting day that last game versus the Spurs this season. Let me see if he's only played them once. Again, game logs are getting long here, and had 37 that first matchup versus San Antonio. So pretty good so far this year. I think that 6,100 number on DraftKings and maybe 65 on FanDuel, not unplayable. I'd say greater upside than you know, maybe Andrew Wiggins today, just because we know that he can get hot. But Wiggins, tough matchup there versus Boston. Okay, moving on to small forward here. And, you know, this is a spot where we could, you know, easily go up and get Paul George tonight. Probably not the path for me. I think I'm likely landing on a couple of guys here. Bielitsa, number one, I think, is price per dollar the guy to roll to because he's just played so many minutes here. I don't think that's going to change in this matchup versus Boston. And he's still just too cheap at 5,300 on FanDuel. DraftKings, 52. Fantasy Draft, 99. So I like Bielitsa. I'll probably have him in a lineup today. TJ Warren, just a minutes monster, which we love. And, you know, I'm not scared off. Two of the last three have gone for 29 and 26. But, you know, the other games around that 40, 38, 32, 42, another guy that I feel pretty good about here tonight. So don't mind him one bit. Your paydowns, though, there are a couple of other options to go to here. And I think that's why I'm kind of not interested too much in Durant and in Paul George, because you've got Jason Tatum, who is just too cheap at 47. But again, I think he's either hit a rookie wall or they're kind of changed his, you know, his role somewhat. And at 4,700, that's just really too cheap of a price tag. We've got Justice Winslow getting a huge uptick in minutes here lately, 38, 31 in each of the last two. And on DraftKings, you can get him at 4,500, 8,800 on Fantasy Draft. 5K is not unplayable there on FanDuel here tonight as well. And then Robert Covington, finally maybe coming into his own, I don't know, here. You know, was great last season and got paid a bunch of money and has been down. But three of the last four, over 30 fantasy points. The minutes are kind of on point and usually does enough in like steals blocks category to make it. And that's what we've seen here, you know, two blocks, two steals in each of the last two games, which, again, when you go 2-2, that doesn't bother me. It's when you have, like, the 5-0s or something like that where you're just completely have an outlier. But he's always been pretty efficient in that category. So I don't mind him 55, 56, and then fantasy draft 11, 5 here tonight. Okay, next we go to power forward here, and a spot that I am paying up just because I'm not in love with my other options here. And that's why, you know, Ben Simmons against Miami, 209 total, not my favorite spot per se, you'd think, on the slate. Now, I think on DraftKings, you get him at 8K, a little bit better number there. But I feel like there's a lot of safety here. He's gone 40 fantasy points in 4 of his last 6 games. Last time against Miami wasn't so hot, only 27 fantasy points in that matchup, but did have a 58 in the game before then. So, guy who's, you know, definitely figured out what his role is going to be, fills up the categories, doesn't need to score, and again, on DraftKings, I think he's a cash game play there, but I've got him in my one lineup I built on FanDuel today as well, just for the whole lineup scarcity, and on fantasy draft at under 15K. Attractive price there. So I like him better than anybody else at this position. You could maybe make an argument for Aldridge. Didn't play great, you know, the last 2 games. I think that's going to drive ownership off. But, you know, should be able to give you a pretty decent performance here against Golden State. 36 DraftKings points the last time they played. And a little bit earlier this season, went for 49 DraftKings points. So I think he's viable in tournaments, but at that $8,200 number, I think I'd rather go up to Ben Simmons for $600 more over there on FanDuel, and what is it, $300 more over on DraftKings for Simmons. So feel a little bit better about him. Where are we taking our next guy? I mean, I've got Dragan Bender in a lineup right now, and I don't feel good about it, but he's $3,900, and he's definitely playing a ton of minutes. There's no value really to be had on this slate. So, you know, if you want a guy like Simmons, you're going to have to pay the piper somewhere. And for me, it's hoping I can get another 36 minutes from him and get me 25 fantasy points. Big ask, I know, but he's a guy that I'm looking at. You could go up a little bit more to Frank Kaminsky or hover around there for Marvin Williams as well at $4,100 against Brooklyn. The game total is okay, you know, in both those games, what, 217 there. Marcus Morris, another option for us against Minnesota at $4,900. But I don't feel great about any of these guys. Now, I did neglect to talk a little bit about Draymond Green. You get safety there in Draymond Green here today. He should be fine against San Antonio, but only one game over the last 6 games, 1 out of the last 6 over 40 fantasy points. I think I want that, and I'm not getting it. DraftKings at $7,300, a little bit cheaper there. I think you can make the argument. And then maybe I look to Melo here. You know, if there's ever a spot for him to score, it should be against a team like Phoenix. If he gave us 30 fantasy points like he did against Houston a couple nights ago on DraftKings, you'll kind of take it for that 6K number. And he's going to get shots up, but that's probably all he's going to do. I'm not recommending Melo, but I'm not writing him off. I'm not Xing him out. So tough position. Kelly Olynyk's been good the last few games here against Philly. I don't know, but 4,600. Some people will probably go there, but I don't think I will be one of them. Instead, at center, I think Hassan Whiteside is my target today. Coming off a pretty good game there against Embiid the last time they faced off. Didn't get many minutes there against Washington. That was a 3rd and 4. That was a back-to-back. So I'll give him an excuse there in that matchup. But hopefully here against Philadelphia, he's going to be on the floor over 30 minutes. Last time he played over 30 minutes was against this team and, you know, matches up against Embiid pretty well. So I see him at 7K on FanDuel in particular being too cheap of a price tag on him. DraftKings at 76, fantasy draft at 13.9. Not as enthused as paying that number on him, but on FanDuel, Whiteside's the go-to guy. I think you can, you know, maybe look to Steven Adams on DraftKings at under 7K. So, you know, pretty big pricing gap on that site. You know, just, you know, it's going to be in there for 35 minutes, assuming it's not a blowout. and is going to put up some pretty impressive numbers here. 32, 27, 26, 27. Not blowing your socks off here, no question about Phoenix, but a guy that I like, and you know, at that price tag, I'm fine with. Rather have Whiteside on FanDuel. We saw Dwight Howard bounce back last game and play big against Philly, and I wasn't surprised by that one, but I don't know if this matchup versus Brooklyn fits nearly as well. Now, they're bad versus centers. There's no question about it. And maybe he continues, you know, where he left off against Philadelphia. I liked him a little bit better, though, when he was 6,700. Now he's 83 on DraftKings. I was 74 on FanDuel. Now I was 84. Was 13.8 on fantasy drafts. Is 15.2. So he got priced back up where he should be. So it's not making him a plug and play. If you need a mega punt today, JaVale McGee. He won't kill you. I mean, as long as he gets those dunks, you'll be all right. 25 fantasy points last game at 3,600 on FanDuel. It ticked him up just a little bit. Still 34 on DraftKings. It's whether or not you think he can get you into the 20s and how stars and scrubby you need to be tonight. Probably don't need to be that scrubby to put him in your lineup, but yeah. I should probably not have mentioned him because I tried to play Zizek yesterday in a couple of lineups, and yeah, that blew up completely in my face. But there you go. That's the outlook for us here today on this Thursday. I know, quick little short podcast for you. Tomorrow, Mangone will have you covered to take on the big Friday slate. Appreciate you, Fantasy Draft, for supporting us. Appreciate you for downloading, listening to what we've got, and hopefully you find this content helpful. I'll be back on XM tonight, 6 Eastern. If you're listening, looking for more from me, we'll have Grinders Live, Crunch Time, all that good stuff for you. Premium subscribers as well going for you. The Court Report blog, great job by SBK on that. But till then, good luck in your contest tonight. Talk to you tomorrow, or actually talk to you next week here on the podcast. Stand by, saying good luck. See you, everybody.